Shinzayin Sifid Beis Zimen Ochim Vehechen Aminim Megodim. The person invited guests and he prepared for them different foods. Across the Gustav Kama Zimen Vekama Megodim Hechen Lohem. And he wrote a piece of paper how many people are invited and what the different courses that he prepared for them are. Also, the Kureisiv is Shabbos. You're not allowed to read this on Shabbos. There are two reasons. Mr. Brewer brings both of them. One is Shema Yimchok. Maybe he erased one of the guests or one of the dishes. He sees that not everybody's showing up or he doesn't eat everything. That's one shash. And the second shash is maybe he's going to come to read Shtari Hedyotis, which we'll see later on. A certain type of documents one is not allowed to read on Shabbos. So that's the bottom line. One should not have lists of the dishes they're planning to serve and read them on Shabbos or the guests that they are planning to have over on Shabbos. Even if this list is written high up on the wall, still you may come, if you read these documents, you're going to read the documents of loans and other business deals. These things, even if you don't read it out, you just look at them, it's also awesome. If this information was etched into the wall, then it's alright. It's not in the wall, it's in some type of tablet, then even if it's etched into the tablet, it's also because of this Xavier and it comes to Dari Jesus. So the bottom line is, different types of lists that a person has, he's not allowed to look at them on Shabbos, because he may erase a certain thing from those lists, whether it be a list of foods that he's serving on Shabbos, or guests that he's inviting.